Unlike the triangular symbols, the sacred glyphs weren't used in everyday discourse. Indeed, some were so hallowed, the concepts they represented so powerful, that their usage was strictly prescribed. And the one this idiot had just flashed for all to see, Fortitude cursed, was the most sacred and dangerous of all. "In my chambers, immediately." Fortitude slammed his palm onto his chair, blanking the glyph and ending the conversation. He resisted the urge to max his chair's acceleration, knowing this would only draw more attention. Massaging his throbbing head, he continued his steady, counterclockwise ascent to his ministry's tower, arriving a short while later at a broad vestibule in an upper floor. Fortitude wasn't in the habit of socializing with his staff, and now he paid them even less consideration than usual. That didn't stop their shows of deference, however, and Fortitude had to carve his way through his kowtowing junior's feeble chairs, expending what little patience he had on common courtesy. The vestibule channeled into a large gallery lined with hallways leading off to the staffers' work clusters. In between these exits floated slightly more than life-size statues of Fortitude's predecessors. These were carved from stones quarried from High Charity's rocky base and dressed in holographic robes that scrolled with symbolic histories of their wearers' many notable accomplishments. On the far side of the gallery was a vertical shaft, guarded by two Sangheili in the distinctive bright white armor of one of their most elite combat units, the Lights of Sanghelios, Helios for short, a reference to the globular cluster of stars near the species' home system. Fortitude could hear the Helios energy staves crackle as he neared the shaft, but the guards didn't so much as twitch their four jagged mandibles as the minister glided between them. Peering out from the visors of their swept-back helmets, the Helios's dark eyes remained locked on the vestibule, the most likely avenue of attack. The minister wasn't offended. He hadn't chosen the Helios for their manners, and despite their stone-faced demeanor, he knew they would gladly give their lives for his. The shaft quickly tapered such that a few levels above the gallery, there was barely room for Fortitude's single chair. This was partly for additional security, but also an architectural metaphor for Fortitude's status. At the top, there was only room for one. "Admit the Vice Minister of Tranquility as soon as he arrives," Fortitude snapped to a hologram of a staff member waiting at the top of the shaft. "I don't care what that does to the rest of my schedule." The junior dispersed, and Fortitude brought his chair to an abrupt halt in the center of his receiving room. His heart was racing, and his skin was clammy beneath his robes. "Calm yourself," he thought. "Under no circumstances can this upstart know he has upset you." And so, when the Vice Minister emerged from the shaft a short while later, he found Fortitude reclining calmly in his chair, a steaming ball of medicinal tea floating in a stasis field above his lap. "Busy and ill," Tranquility simpered. "I apologize, Minister, for adding further burden to your day." Fortitude leaned forward, pressed his lips against the field, and took a draft. The field shimmered and shrunk as the tea drained into the minister's gullet. "Who else have you told?"
"Holiness, you are the only one I thought to tell."
So far, the youth was showing exceptional deference. How long will that last? Fortitude wondered, sucking more tea through his lips. The Vice Minister was famously scrappy, vocal, and determined. On the occasions he had substituted for his minister in sessions of the Covenant High Council, a decision-making body composed of Sanshum ministers and Sangheili commanders. He had shown no reluctance to participate in debate, going chair to chair with counselors many ages his senior on a number of contentious issues. Fortitude suspected this decidedly un-Sanshum behavior had much to do with the Vice Minister's work. The Ministry of Tranquility managed the Covenant's vast relic-hunting fleet and spent a great deal of time outside High Charity, dealing directly with Sangheili shipmasters. In the process, he had adopted some of their more aggressive demeanor. "How many instances?" Fortitude asked, tapping a finger against his throne. The glyph in question appeared between the two Sanshum's chairs, the brightest object in the minister's sparsely decorated chambers. To the untrained eye, the lumination was just a pair of concentric circles. The smaller circle hung low inside the larger. suspended by a straight line that connected to a surrounding lattice of interlocking curves. But Fortitude knew what the glyph meant, the forerunner word it represented, reclamation, or the recovery of previously unknown relics.
"The luminary was on a very remote ship. Its transmission was somewhat garbled."
Tranquility struggled to restrain a triumphant smile.
"But it detected thousands of unique instances."
A shudder ran the length of Fortitude's spine. If the Vice Minister was to be believed, it was an unprecedented find.
"Why not bring this discovery to your own minister?"
Fortitude asked, managing to keep his voice calm.
"Were he to discover your disloyalty, dismissal would be the least of your concerns." "A risk worth taking," the Vice Minister leaned forward in his chair and added in a conspiratorial whisper, "for both of us."
Fortitude chuckled into his tea. There was something oddly endearing about the young Sanshum's impudence, but he presumed too much, Fortitude decided, extending a finger toward the switch on his throne that would bring the Helios hurtling up the shaft.